coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
It's astounding the weight I've been gaining just since we started this show. But if I concentrate,
you can eat a bit longer.
I've got to get my weight under control. I remember back when my pants fit, but all that ended when I stopped in the drugstore.
And then he started buying
Halloween candy again. Halloween candy again.
It's just a little bit of chocolate.
It's so delicious inside.
Just peel off the wrapper
and take a big bite, and as it goes down, it really makes you feel good. Halloween candy again. Halloween candy again.
It's so creamy. Oh, Snicker bars free me. I can't see my feet. No, not at all. I'm in another dimension where caramel is president. No, I can't share it. I'll eat it all.
With a little bit of a hand flip,
you're into the cheese dip.
Halloween parties, they're all the same.
They are tasty creations,
and you just have to taste them.
Halloween candy again. Halloween candy again.
Well, I was here to have some punch, and before you could blink, a man in a mask gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise, dears, and I looked close and saw my husband's eyes. He looked at me and said, trick or treat. Then we ate some candy and we fell asleep.
Halloween candy again. Halloween candy again.
It's just a little bit of chocolate.
It's so delicious inside.
Just peel off the wrapper
and take a big bite. And as it goes down, it really makes you feel good. Halloween candy again. Halloween candy again.
Oh, Kendall!
It's our Halloween party. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're at our Halloween party, Kendall. It's we're outside our booth here. Kendall, do you want to paint a picture or should I paint a picture?
No, you go ahead and start the picture, Cliff. It's gonna take 30 minutes for the listeners to understand what everything looks like here. We have to explain it in detail.
Well, you know, I want people to know because people tune in. Here's what happens. Here's what I hope happens. Okay, for our Halloween party episodes, mm-hmm. of which we have many in the archives.
I've been pre-gaming and bobbing for rye over here for a while.
We've been at the party's been going for like 2 hours.
I know. Mr. Stoppin' tried to talk us into doing
doing the show
at the beginning of the party, but we said, no, we can do this at the end of the party.
Wait, well, this is not the end. Let's not kid ourselves. This is the end. This is the mid
well, party. Well into the party, I mean.
Mid-party, because then you get the fun of everybody coming in. It's like, hey, and you know, you get the buzz going. And then after, you get into the party where you are fucked up. And you know what I'm talking about. Kendall, you know what I'm talking about. And it's like you're fucked up. And everything is amazing. And it's then you just go home and pass out. We're in the mid-party where you're looking around. You're like, are these really my friends? But we're doing a show in front of that instead of that part. So we're going to go back out when the amazing part starts. Anyway, Kendall, but back to the picture.
Paint it.
outside our, you know, recording booth in here. We can see through the glass. Mr. Snodbottom is, of course, in his little room. He's still manning the control.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's got to.
Somebody's got to, and he's pulled this shift. And, you know, but outside the other windows, we can see Mrs. Potter Butter Buttertone. She has, oh my God, everybody, you would love her hair. She's done it up like the Bride of Frankenstein. And it is so tall and has the shock of hair. It looks fantastic because this is Mr. Snodbottom's idea. He was thinking back to his youth the other day.
Yeah. He kept saying, Kendall boy.
Yeah, he was rewinding to his youth, and he was thinking about all the fun of the Halloweens of his youth. And he loved the Universal monster movies when he was a kid, right?
Yeah. And so, well, it was either that or Slutty Witches, and so we went with that.
Kendall's idea was Slutty Witches, and it was a real close vote. In the studio when
it was 1-1.
But we went with Mr. Schnabelman's idea for a Universal Monsters themed party. And Mrs. Potter Butter
Church, which I think is better.
It's you know, and better and different are two different and better things. I don't know, Kendall. It's been 2 hours since this party began, and we're only just now starting the show. Where's the picture? Mrs. Potter Butter Church is dressed like the Bride of Frankenstein. She looks fantastic. Mr. Snodbottom is, of course, Dracula himself, and it's just a fantastic costume. You know, he's got that cape, and he's got
his teeth.
Oh, his hair's all slicked back.
I think he took his teeth out and put those teeth in.
Yeah, he did, because he showed them to me the day after Mrs. Potter Butter Turn, and they had been out. They drove along the 405 till they got to this costume place, and it was the only one he could find. It was like way out, I don't even know where, like Santa Barbara or somewhere. And
that's a long drive.
It's a fuck long way, but it was the only place that they could find, Kendall, that had the dentures that you pull
denture
them out.
Denture vampire teeth.
Denture, because he said that, because he wants to be able to eat the party food. And, you know, and I don't blame him. But anyway, Kendall, we have not even begun to put on our costumes yet.
No, we haven't. Well, here's the thing. We've been really busy, you know.
We've been busy,
it's
everybody.
The Halloween season. It's our busiest season. It's our busiest season here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's mainly busy, come on, because we have this daily shipment via Becky and Austin, who I send out in the morning, and they buy one of those big bags of the Reese's pumpkins.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Cliff. It's busy around here because all the food that's coming in.
All the candy that
we have to eat it. It's Halloween. We have to get through a lot of food. We have to get a lot of candy that we love. So anyway, we've been so busy doing all that.
Yeah.
That we haven't gotten our Halloween costume together, so I sent Mr. Snodbottom out earlier today to pick us up some Universal Monster costumes.
All right, well, we'll go through those in just a few minutes, okay? So, well, Kendall, speaking of Universal Monsters, why not let's talk about them just a little bit here on the show at our party.
Let's talk about them. Who's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Well, I had a big glass of, it was called Frankenstein Blood. Is the big punch that is out in the room there where everybody is. Our first lady is here with her newborn baby.
Oh, and she dressed up like a little pumpkin.
Dressed up like a pumpkin, even though that doesn't really go with the theme of the party, but it's okay. Because she's a cute, cute baby, and babies look cute when they're dressed like little big pumpkins. But anyway, of course, she's here, and she's dressed like the creature from the Black Lagoon. She looks fabulous.
Terrifying that child.
She's terrifying the child. But she even looks beautiful, even dressed as a creature from the Black Lagoon. Everybody, but anyway.
Speaking of a creature from the Black Lagoon,
yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
You know that story?
All he wanted was a lady. Story?
Well, that story, Cliff. The creature from the Black Lagoon.
From the deep. Yeah.
Was half sea man.
Oh, it's half seaman. I mean, I must be half seaman at least by this point.
Half sea creature, half man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. He was half creature from the sea cliff, and he was half man. He had webbed hands.
Oh, you know who has webbed toes? Oh. Ashton Kutcher.
I thought you were going to say Charles the Contractor.
No,
that's all he did.
He is a webbed butt crack, if you ever look close enough. And he's, you know, constantly. He didn't even have to be fucking bent over for his ass crack to be showing. That's just who he is.
You know,
he's in there dressed as the mummy right now, and one of the only parts not covered with, frankly, soiled toilet paper is his fucking ass crack.
Cliff, I'm sorry to bring this up in the show, but the other morning, we, you know, we're in the break room, and I went over to, I was making breakfast.
Yeah.
And I looked over, and he's sitting at the table in the break room, and his pants were down so far, and he had so much crack sticking out. I didn't have any appetite, and somehow I got through it and kept eating.
You've had witch's brew. You had a little bit of vomit in your mouth. A little blorch.
It was disgusting.
A little pre-blorch.
It looked like a dark, dank, creepy, scary cave down there.
Kendall, I'm not gonna blame the skid marks that I've seen on the chairs on Charles. Oh. I'm just gonna assume that that's the wet, sloppy mess that he left there, Kendall. But speaking of wet, sloppy messes, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's a big wet, sloppy mess.
Do you know how controversial that movie was, everybody, when it came out? Oh my God! It was 1931. And all of these states, they just had a big problem with it, you know, everybody. They didn't like how that one guy, he was like, it's alive in the name of God. They didn't like all this God stuff.
Oh, was it really?
Kansas, the horrible state of Kansas, where poor Dorothy Gale was from. Not she personally, but the state itself, it requested that 32 scenes be cut from the movie. Kendall, can you believe this?
What crazy, crazy people.
The censorship of 1931, everybody. But anyway,
like Fahrenheit 9/11.
If they had done that, Kendall,
I mean, 411.
It's exactly like Fahrenheit 411. Kendall, I got the 411 on Frankenstein. And if Kansas had had those 32 scenes cut, that would just remove half the length of the film, everybody.
What would it have been about?
It would have been about probably just some dark, shadowy stairways. And
that's weird, all you ever see in castles.
And a weird burning wheel thing. What is it? What are those things called, everybody, that they have in Sweden? Those things, windmills.
Oh, I don't think we should have had that much punch, Cliff.
Like the windmills of my mind.
Cliff, didn't you love the Wolfman?
The Wolfman, Kendall. I do love the Wolfman. I love the Wolfman. Really, let's bring it down to honesty here for a second. When I think about the Universal monster movies that I like the most, I gotta go Wolfman.
I'm gonna tell you why it should be the one of them, Cliff. I'm gonna tell you.
Honestly, Wolfman, Creatures in the Black Lagoon, probably my two favorites. Then Bride of Frankenstein, and then the others.
Well, I think it's my favorite because it's really a story about love.
Oh, it's a story about love, Kendall. Speaking of half
wet,
semen.
Wet, sloppy love.
Speaking of half semen.
Oh, my God. Cliff, because
Kendall, have you seen? I left a file folder of Jake Gyllenhaal pictures around that I ripped out of some magazines. He was on the cover of GQ and Man's Health the other week. Have you seen that file folder?
No, I have not. I think Charles probably shredded it.
Charles did not shred that.
I saw him doing the daily, like the weekly shredding the other day, and I'm sure.
No, he's always supposed to shred like the mail and like the other shreddables.
And he had that whole pile over there, and he was just going through it.
Charles, you got it, mucker. If you have shredded my Jake Gyllenhaal Kendall, oh my God, you gotta hold on.
Oh my God,
Charles, Charles, bring your mummy self over here. You come over here. Kendall, hold on one second. I'm sorry.
We're
waiting.
We're all waiting.
Outside.
Go ahead. Oh, well, that was disturbing. Oh my God. Oh, poor old Charles. He just looks so. What is? Oh my God.
I don't
God,
care
Cliff.
What you have to Why do. You go find me that other Men's Health magazine, Kendall. And I.
Were you hitting him? Were you hitting him?
No, Ken, I don't believe in violence. I do not hit. I was ripping off some of that ugly fucking toilet paper that's on his damn mummy. Sorry. I'm sorry whoever's having to bleep all this out. It's an apology.
Mr. Snodbottom's going crazy out there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Snodbottom. I'm just so sorry.
Charles is dressed as a mummy, isn't he?
Charles is a mummy. It's with disgusting toilet paper that I'm pretty sure he fished out of the toilet, for heaven's sake.
I'm sure he put it on the last minute.
Well, you know, Charles.
Now, the Mummy movie was a good... Not the current, like, 1999
version. Oh, no.
Did you ever see that one?
I did. And I have to tell you that there was one of them that I thought was fun in a kind of, like, it knew it was really stupid kind of way. But I don't remember which one it was because it was so long ago in Kindle. I've had so many substances in my head since then.
Oh my God, Cliff. Well, I don't think we should go any further without getting our costumes on.
I'm sorry to vomit right here on the air. It was that Frankenstein blood. I'm sorry, dear Charles. Charles here, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I yelled at you. I'm sorry, some patient vomit fucking blood. Oh, Charles. Okay, I'm sorry, everybody. Cliff, that should not happen at a party.
I've got to get my costume on. Can we party please foul. Get Mr. Snodbottom to come in here and bring our costumes? We are like halfway through the show.
Hello, boys.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom.
Here's
what took
costumes.
You so long?
Mr. Snodbottom, we've been waiting for these goddamn costumes.
Boys, Cliff Bow, you got to stop with the expletives on the show. I'm afraid the FCC is going to shut down this episode.
No, they're not.
Hilarious, you may feel your vulgar languages.
It is hilarious.
Even if it's Halloween night.
Oh, it's a Halloween party, for God's sake.
Oh, it's
relax
a fucking
a
party.
Bit.
It's a fucking party.
You know what, Bo? I was going to leave this box. I was going to apologize to you that there were no longer any Universal Monster costumes in the store within a 20-mile radius. Charles the Contractor, I sent him out yesterday, and there were no costumes, Bo.
Well, that's your first mistake. You sent Charles.
Oh, my God. Charles, if you have brought us terrible costumes and shredded my Jake Gyllenhaal pics.
It's the one time of year we really love.
Boys, I will not have this child's abuse. I refuse to allow you to lump the blame onto him when it was you, boys.
What?
It was you, very boys.
How was it us?
You, very boys. Four nights ago tonight, boys, I brought you the costume catalog and I said, boys, pick out a Universal Monster costume for the party episode. And you said, no, Mr. Snodbottom, I've got to finish my pizza. And the day after, I said, pick out a costume. And you said, no, Mr. Snodbottom, I've got to finish my ice cream. And the day before yesterday,
We get where you're going with this.
Who else was going to eat all that stuff?
Listen, just leave it alone. I don't even care anymore. We'll pick from these stupid costumes that you brought us, okay?
All right, boys. Listen, I'm willing to let bygones be bygones, boys. I'm going to go out here to the party and have a great time. Now,
yes,
see
let's
you
enjoy ourselves at this Halloween
yes,
party.
Let's enjoy the party, boys. No more bickering. I forbid it.
Okay.
I forbid bickering on the air for the rest of the episode, boys. It's a happy party show, and I'll see you later at the party, boys.
See you later.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, let's see what crappy costumes we have.
It is a happy party show, and here we go with a happy party.
All right. Oh God, these are awful. Okay, I'm gonna take this one. I'm gonna go try this on.
All right, you go try that one.
I got it on really fast, Cliff.
Oh, God. Oh, Kendall, no. I will not let you keep that costume on. It is in such bad taste.
Well, I mean, at least it fits.
Kendall, it is far too soon to be George Zimmerman for Halloween.
Okay, I'll take it off.
Gotta change down. All right. Kendall, I think I'm gonna try this one on, Kendall. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
All right, Kendall. Oh my God, Kendall! What do you think? How does that look,
Cliff? I don't think you have the body type for Borat.
Oh
in
my
that green Speedo,
Kendall. Now I think I'm going with confidence this year. It's a year of confidence.
I'm not that confident.
All right, whatever.
Hey, what about this, Cliff?
Oh, Kendall, I think you that maybe that one will look good. Why don't you go try it?
Oh, what do you think, Cliff? I'm Zeus.
Zeus, Kendall.
Well, okay, let me tell you. All I could find was a toga and a lightning bolt. And I thought, this toga actually fits.
Kendall, that's not a Zeus costume. That's Harry Potter's towel.
Expecto Patronum.
Oh, Kendall, what do you think about this one on me? How do I look?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, Kendall, I thought it may be...
Well... I think a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume that won't zip up in the back may not be the perfect outfit for you.
I was thinking that was just...
I don't know how to say this.
I was thinking my back fat was just like an extra mutation.
It doesn't look like the shale.
All right.
Cliff, what about this?
Oh, Kendall, I think that one will look okay. Why don't you go try it on?
Okay, I'll try it on.
Oh. Oh, Kendall, I'm not so sure. This is an off-brand. It's not a Disney. It's not Eeyore. You're not really an Eeyore. It's just called a sad ass. I don't think.
You check it.
Oh, Kendall, I am not wearing this. Look at this. It's this sales librarian. This is just a pair of slacks, safety pin to a shirt from JCPenney's.
Oh, God. Mr. Topbottom, did you get that out of the JCPenney's bin?
Oh, my God. I got.
Oh, look, Cliff.
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Oh, Kendall, you look kind of like Pac-Man every day. You've been packing it in, for sure. What about this one, Kendall? How'd I look?
That Cliff Benjamin Franklin looks good on you. You have those little round glasses and that big white wig. It covers up all your baldness.
It covers up my baldness, Kendall. I'm also against slavery and pro sleeping around.
What about this one?
Oh, Kendall, I think that's the one for you, Kendall. Look no further. That is the costume for you. You look great as the royal baby. You look fantastic. Oh, Kendall, what is this? It's not even a together costume. It's the bottom of a Donald Duck and then the top of a Tony Tiger.
You're the Tony the Duck.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall. All right, Kendall, what about this one?
Oh, I don't know.
Are there any more left? This may be it. I'm Tony from Who's the Boss. It's the only one that was left.
Well,
I guess
you're going to have to be that.
All right, I guess I'm Tony from Who's the Boss, and you're the royal baby.
Well,
we don't exactly fit in here at the monster party.
Thanks, Charles.
Oh, Kendall, there's no
I got to take a break. This diaper is riding up.
Me too. Who's the boss around here, Kendall? Me. I got to take a break.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
From Touchstone Pictures, if you're looking for danger, if it's action you crave,
I know Tai Chi Kung Fu Chow Mein.
There's only one man who's above the law.
Ernest P. Worrell is here.
And below average.
Dumber and dumber.
He's fighting an army of killer trolls.
Hey, hey, hey.
And he's the hero who never knows when to quit.
Just ask my fourth grade teacher.
He never knew when to quit.
Only in theaters. Ernest, Scared, Stupid, rated PG.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
The boogeyman, who is the boogeyman? The boogeyman, the boogeyman, the boogeyman, the
All right, Cliff, well, we're back in this terrible costume.
Hey, yo, Angela. Memorial. I don't remember anything else that Tony from
I know it's a problem when you can't remember how to act as your character. I just
problem.
Keep going.
That just sounds like you...
That's a normal day. Normal day here in the studio.
Yeah.
Cliff, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher, I ran into her out there. Uh-huh. I didn't run into her, literally. But I was talking to her, and she said that she has a letter that she thinks that she would like to come in and read on the show.
I would just love
it
if she would.
That's very relevant to what we're talking about. So, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter,
yeah, come on in.
Hello, dear.
Oh, welcome.
How are you both, dears? Happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween to you.
Well, I love your costume.
You look fantastic as the Bride of Frankenstein.
It took so long to get my hair to stand up like this.
Oh, I saw you and Becky out there with all those cans of Aquanet.
Well, dear, I think it's the most fun at Halloween, getting ready for Halloween. Isn't it wonderful, dear?
I think it's fantastic.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Well, thank you, dear. Well, I do have a letter here I want to read for everyone.
Oh, good.
Here. Dear Mrs. Butter 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 Churn,
oh.
I would like to throw a great Halloween party, and I know you throw lots of parties and would love to know what the best way of throwing a Halloween-themed party would be, and that's Janet from Denton.
What a great, great...
I think that's great. Why don't you share with us some of your
That means it was a great letter.
Well, dears, and also it's tips, and you know how much I love tips.
I love a tip. Oh, my. Has someone called the cops on our party?
Oh, dear, I hope not. It's improper etiquette.
I hope not.
Oh, well, I hope there's nobody in trouble out there.
Well, there are probably several warrants out for Charles's arrest, but probably this is not the night.
Oh,
hopefully
he's
not.
Always causing these problems.
Oh, I know Charles.
Oh, dear, let's not argue on Halloween, dear.
Let's not.
I have some tips here. Oh, okay. Dear. Ha.
All right.
What are you hitting over there?
Let's have the tips. I love them. Halloween
first tip,
tips.
First tip, get some great soundtracks, dear. There's nothing like a wonderful Halloween.
Halloween song to play in the background that everyone knows and loves.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, I'm dying to know and ask you personally, what is your go-to Halloween song?
Oh, well, dear, I love the Halloween Spooks song.
Halloween Spooks.
Halloween Spooks.
Love them.
I love Halloween Spooks, too.
I love them.
Tip two, dear, put on a spooky flick. Oh. It's going to have a movie played in the background, dear. Even if you're not watching it, just turn the music down or the volume down and just watch the movie in the background. It's a wonderful extra Halloween something you can put out. Instead of having to lay something out, you can just turn the television on.
Turn it on. Tune in to some Halloween.
Tune in. I like Garfield.
This is a night.
This is the night
I was created for. I'm gonna put on my best disguise and go knocking on everybody's door.
I love it. I love all the Halloween films.
Tip number three, dear. I have a variety of snacks and treats for all of your guests. Some may be vegetarian, dear. Some may be vegan. Just make sure you have something for everyone, dear.
Of course.
We'll put some carrot sticks out.
Here's my problem. I always have enough for everyone, but then I eat it all before everybody gets there.
Well, that's very improper etiquette.
I know. I'm sorry. Do you guys remember that time? It was a few weeks ago. I asked everybody to come over to my apartment after the show. And by the time you guys got there, I know I told you that I just had forgotten to get the food. But really, I had eaten it all. I had this big spread that I put out before I even left for the studio. And while I was waiting for everybody, I ate it, and then I had to run and throw the boxes out really quick before everybody got there.
Well, dear, that's why it's always lucky I bring an entire feast with me everywhere I go.
It is lucky. It's lucky you
have. I keep a backup, dear. It's very proper etiquette that
I'm glad that you do. I bank on that backup.
You can also bob for rye or apples.
Oh, love the rye bob.
And make sure to create some atmosphere with some great decorations all around.
Oh.
Oh, you know how much we love decorations. That's why this place looks like a crypt.
That's why it looks like a crypt. Not just because it's full of old people.
Well, dear, I'm going to get back out there and have some punch with Mr. Snotbottom, dear. So toodaloo.
All right, toodaloo.
Careful with the punch. We've had quite too much.
I think somebody...
Oh, it's a Halloween rhyme there, Cliff.
What?
What was? I don't even remember anymore.
I'll take your word for
it. It was a great rhyme, Cliff.
What a rhyme. Kendall, you know a woman who rarely speaks in rhyme, but once did give birth to you.
Oh, my mother.
News from our mother. It feels like she's everybody's mother.
She is all of our listeners' mother. It's time. Oops.
With all the news that's fit to worry about. Here, there, and everywhere. It's news from Kendall's mother.
Okay, boys, you know what this is. This is from Kendall's mom reminding you that it's Halloween and it's very, very dangerous. And I thought I might remind you, really, to check all your treats. If they're not wrapped, don't eat them. If it is wrapped, it could be bad, so you might or not eat them either. Maybe you're just throwing one. Maybe you're just out to have fun and then... So you came to Wendell to buy you some. Well, you know they put needles in apples. They put razor blades and apples too. And they put drugs in candy, so I don't know what to tell you to do. If you take the drugs, you probably could run out here and kill yourself and drive walk out in front of the car. No, even if they don't put it in the candy, they have these people that drive by and they'll shoot you on the side of the road and then you just fall over dead. Pull a gun on you or pull you in the car. And just cut your throat right there. And one more thing. They just might get you in the car and take you and then they'll just throw you off the bridge somewhere into the water and you just drown. If they don't cut your throat, they might not cut your throat, they might just let you drown, you know. So watch out for all the witches, goblins, and all them other crazy people out there, stabbers and murderers. I've heard that werewolves will be out looking for people too. And you know what they do? They suck your blood. Every drop you got, they just suck it all. Suck, suck. And then the word is out, they're really looking for boys with names like, guess who? Kendall and Cliff. So be safe and call me at 30 minutes. Please. Love you both. Love Mom. See you later. Take care. Remember, there's werewolves and witches, and the witches probably fly around on brooms too, so you can't never tell them. Watch out. Y'all just stay home, get your bag of candy, and have a good time. Bye-bye. Love you.
You
you want to check your candy.
I always check my candy, then
I then I eat it
right in my face.
Cliff, would you rather put it in your face or leave it on the floor?
Face. I choose face.
Face. Every time.
Every time, face. Kendall, would you rather?
It's time to play Would You Rather?
Oh,
Halloween.
Halloween
edition.
Halloween.
Where people get shot.
Cliff, would you rather?
Would you rather
eat a candy bar filled with razor blades?
Oh.
Or drink a bottle of melted zombie flesh?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a tough choice, Cliff.
I'd rather die.
Cliff, as we've let you know, it's not about. No, Cliff, that is not an appropriate answer.
Why can't I just die? Oh, like Dracula. Kendall, I would eat the candy bar because at least then you have a candy bar around the razor blade.
Oh, but you cut your mouth all up, Cliff.
Kendall, would you rather die by being carved like a jack-o'-lantern or from eating a candy bar that has a razor blade stuck in it? Why? Well, our writers were not very creative this week.
I would rather die from being carved like a jack-o'-lantern because at least I feel like it'd be faster. What's going on with the gunshot?
I think it's stuck on some kind of a Halloween loop. Kendall, would you
wait, it's my turn, Cliff. Would you rather have hideous,
awful sex with a witch?
With a troll.
Oh, not a troll.
Or be terrorized for a whole year by scary ghosts. By really scary ghosts.
Really scary.
Not just the Casper scary ghosts. Like,
not just your average scary, but really scary. What was it? Sex with a troll?
It's hideous, awful sex with a troll.
Ugh.
Or be terrorized for a whole year by scary ghosts. Which one would it be, Cliff?
I guess you do sex with a troll. I mean,
at least
I guess
it's over right away.
I mean, you could do like coke before it or something. We've been in LA for so many years. Well, God knows we've done coke at enough parties. you know that you could do.
But I thought that was sugar.
No, sugar is what we that bag that I give you after. Yeah, I mean, you know that you'd be like so fucked up that troll sex wouldn't be that hideous and awful. Come on, everybody.
We all know there's been some trolls.
Oh my God! Somebody, Charles, Mr. Snobby, somebody fix this. All the sound effects are coming out gunshot.
Oh my God.
I meant comedy drum fill. We'll try. We'll fix it.
I'm about to do that to myself.
I'm trying. I'm fine. Okay. Kendall, would you rather this? Would you rather have Freddy Krueger claws on your toes for just forever? Or
forever
have your skin look just like the Michael Myers mask?
Well, my skin already looks like the Michael Myers mask. I think I would go with that.
Michael Myers mask man.
Michael Myers mask man.
There you go.
Then I could scare people all year long.
Oh, Kendall, you already do.
Cliff, would you rather be buried alive or murdered by the guy that looks like me, Michael Myers?
Michael Myers. Kendall, would you rather?
Good answer, Cliff. Good answer.
Kendall, would you rather? Would you rather have everything in the world be pumpkin spice flavored?
Oh, I like that already.
Or everything in the world be candy corn flavored?
Ooh, candy corn. I'll take the candy corn. I love the candy.
There you go. Would you rather, Kendall, ask me, would you rather?
But that's all that I'm asking you.
That's all the would you're rathering me.
How fun, Cliff. We're just having so much fun here at this Halloween party.
We are. Kendall, I think they're going to get it fixed.
Oh, my God.
Someday. We'll get it fixed someday, everybody.
Cliff, are you sure you just haven't had too much to drink and you're hitting the same button?
Kendall, I don't think so.
Maybe that's just a Freudian slip. You keep hitting the gunshot.
Charles, I don't know. Charles, come here. Look, see, isn't this the one marked Doink? Doink. No, because that's not a doink. Only on Halloween. Doink. Oh, there it's a doink. I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
Kendall.
It's just sad, Cliff. That's what it is. It's sad.
It's so sad, Kendall. This Halloween party is full of monsters, and they're doing the monster mash right outside the door. I'll let you listen for a second. Hold on. They're dancing. That's the Monster Mash. Yeah.
The Monster Mash.
We need to get out there and...
Wait till the show's over.
We need to get out there and do the Monster Mash.
I
want to
go mash with them monsters, even if I am fucking dressed like Tony Danza.
Well, Cliff, if our listeners have enjoyed Halloween as much as we do every year...
Oh, doubtful.
Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Don't do that.
That's a grave opening.
Give us a call on our bat line, 818-308-4FAT.
Yeah, why don't you do it?
Do it.
Do it.
We're going to go do the mash. Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Kendall,
oh, well, hold on. I got a quote.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I love Halloween, and I love that feeling, the cold air, the spooky dangers lurking around the corners. And that was Evan Peters.
Ooh,
spooky.
Kendall, I've never seen a greater monster or miracle in the world than myself. That was said by Michelle de Montaigne. Yeah.
Cliff, I've made a career out of Halloween, off of Halloween, and that was Cassandra Peterson, Elvira.
Lover. Kendall, the real world is where the monsters are. That was said by Rick Riordan.
Oh, the monsters are here. He's living outside, out there, right there. I see you. Real monster. Cliff, take us home. So we can go Monster Mash.
Charles is a monster. Monster. I'm Cliff.
Oh, wait, what? Mrs. Butter 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 Churn?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Dears, I'm so sorry, but Mr. Snotbottom and I have a song we want to sing for you both.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Bows. I almost forgot. I admit I was hitting the Frankenstein blows, Bows. And
well, maybe you were too busy yelling at us for earlier. You would have remembered to sing your song.
Candle boy, I remember why I forbade you to drink for so long, because you're quite an angry drunk.
Candle, I gotta agree. You should stop. You're cut off from Frankenstein blood. You're being a little angry tonight, okay? This is, we forgot, guys. Sorry. And you, it was such a thing when you were in here before. We do have a fantastic song from who but our best friends, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom. And it's a wonderful way to close out a Halloween party night.
Thank you, dears.
Can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, kiss to say. Better run, run, run away.
Psycho killer, kiss kiss say, better run, run away.
Psycho killer, killer.
You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again, dear? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que say? Far better. Run, run, run away.
Psycho killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Run,
psycho killer.
Psycho killer.
C'est quoi je fais ce soir?
C'est quoi je fais ce soir?
j'ai mon espoir.
Je m'élance, voilà la gloire.
We are vain and we are bland.
I hate people when they are not polite.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers. Kiss the sea. Fa 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 better. Run, run, run away.
Psycho killer. Kiss the sea. Fa 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 better. Run, 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 run away. Psycho killers, kiss to say. Fa 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 fa.
Oh my.
Oh dear.
Psycho killers on the loose now.
Oh dear, well I better watch out. Out, out. It's not polite to be on the loose, dear.
Oh no, psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. Happy Halloween, everyone.